attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, who threw down the vaccine gauntlet this week? Oh, dude, we have a rocking way to start the Robert Scott Bell Show here Monday through Friday on GCN, of course, Natural News Radio. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, we'll get to that. But, oh, my goodness, Piers Morgan offered $1 million. You know, we could raise money to offer $1 million to make him go away. You know, bring back Larry King. But Piers has been evidently offered $1 million if he could survive 1,000 vaccine shots. This according to Alex Jones and our good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. They announced their vaccine challenge on the Alex Jones Show just recently. And big article at Natural News. You got to read it. We've got some audio we're going to play for you today. Very cool. What do you think? Super Don, vaccine challenge, vaccine gauntlet. Do you think he'll handle 10, 20? I mean, we've already seen him not handle one. I don't think he's going to be keen to take on this challenge. That's just my impression as we start here.
No, I think Piers Morgan learned his lesson as far as that goes. But it's, you know, it's a very clever, I think a brilliant challenge to throw out there, because there are so many people out there, doctors, scientists, talking heads, that are trying to convince everybody, don't worry about it, they're perfectly safe, not a problem. But I'll bet you, this challenge, if it were posed to any one of those people, they'd probably go, oh no, I just remembered I've got a quilting appointment I'm late for, you know.
Yeah, I think, somebody wants, leave me alone, don't talk to me about it, I don't want it. Listen, this is really the issue. I've said it so many times in my lectures over the years, you wouldn't drink what they inject into your children. You wouldn't. If you said, here's a glass of vaccine, what's in it? Okay, let me read you some of the ingredients. Formaldehyde. What do we got? Mercury. We got aluminum. We got, you know, animal RNA, DNA, aborted fetal tissue. We got all these things in there. You go, dude, I ain't coming anywhere near that. Yet there's this cognitive disconnect about the vaccines, because they say, well, no, you can inject my kid with that. But I just won't drink it. But you can inject them.
And here's a point that you have to think about here, that if, let's say you decided, okay, sure, I'll drink that, your body, you have actually more protection by drinking it injecting it, because, I mean, you know, it goes through the digestive system.
Super Don, look at you. You've become the gastrointestinal expert. I love it.
Come on. I've been doing this for a few years. But honestly, I mean, if nothing else, your body can go, oh, I don't want that, and you'll throw it up or something.
Well,
like.
you do make a very important point, and the Health Ranger knows this as well, that when you ingest something orally, we've talked about that gastrointestinal tube from your mouth to the planet Uranus and all the way through, technically outside of your body. And even though it's in, it's out. That ends within that tube. Now, the protective mechanism, of course, there's the barrier. Well, like skin is a barrier, our space suit, our human suit, our Earth suit. That GI tract also has a lining. This is why we've talked so much about the imperative design there. I mean, we got to hold it intact. We cannot have it pierced. You know, that's a key word for today. Yeah, pierced like it is in vaccines, much less if we have injuries down there, because then suddenly you have free access and free reign to areas you're not supposed to go, particularly if you're mercury or different viral species, or not by species, but viral particles. Now, if we look at what happens, let's say you swallow some toxic poisons, you know, if it's not an overwhelming amount that could kill you outright, the body has developed defense mechanisms primarily dependent upon, guess what? Those critters that the doctors always try to kill, our microflora. And this is the untold story of Candida albicans overgrowth. If you have mercury going through the GI tract, it also grows to engulf the mercury molecules to hopefully protect you and move them on out. So it isn't only just about sugar and refined carbohydrates, which is important to know about. But getting back to, because we get into GI stuff, we'll talk. Oh, by the way, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Bitar is going to join us next hour, and I'm going to bring this gauntlet, this challenge up with him, see what he thinks, because he's done some things like this over the years. Very cool stuff we'll be covering. And if you'd like to be part of the show today, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. If you're not courageous enough to call, because I know I'm so intimidating,
yeah,
then you can always leave. You can always leave me a message. I'm scary, aren't I? It's scary, Scotty.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Vaccine gauntlet. Back to it. Now, what is the status here? If we go, why are they picking on Piers Morgan? Evidently, Piers, despite his experiences, still said, well, vaccines are safe, even though he might know better. So they thought, hey, why not Piers Morgan? Okay, he's been open to having Alex Jones on his show. They've had some gauntlet kind of debates, if you can call them that. So it's an interesting thought. Now, Super Don, has this made Drudge Report or anything yet? Do you know? Have you seen anything like that?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, I'm hoping it gets picked up. But some of them do. You never know what to predict with that. But if you want to know where this kind of started, Piers Morgan was on, was it the Dr. Oz show, or was Dr. Oz on Piers Morgan? I'm not clear on that.
Yeah, it was on Dr. Oz. This is back in January of this year. He actually appeared on a live taping of the Dr. Oz show. And, you know, as a lot of these people do, just because they want to get their face on TV, he decided he was going to get a flu shot on a live taping of the Dr. Oz show back in January.
By the way, Michael Strahan, the former NFL player that's on with Live with Kelly and Michael, that inane morning show, he was smart enough to say, you ain't doing that to me. Remember that last year they were going to give him a flu shot? He's like, nah, I've watched too many of my fellow NFL players just drop after getting these flu shots. I ain't doing it. But Piers Morgan, not the brightest bulb in the mercury container, okay? And he's going to get shot up in this particular segment here. So let's run that first clip from Piers Morgan and Dr. Oz, and what do we hear?
So I'm about to have my first ever flu shot, and I thought, I couldn't get a better guy than you to do it. So the myth about these, and I'm told it's a myth, is that
clip one?
You can actually get flu or flu-like symptoms simply by having the shot. Is that true?
You cannot get the flu from the flu shot because material is actually dead flu virus.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh!
And we're all,
blood.
Please.
Oh!
It's not even bleeding. No blood even, please.
If I get flu now, I'm coming after you.
Now, I hope I didn't talk over the good parts because I didn't hear the beginning there. But as you heard Dr. Oz giving him a flu shot, and as he's getting it, Piers asks him, you know, is it true? Or can I get the flu from the flu shot or flu-like symptoms? That's the key here, because Dr. Oz just glosses right over it as if he's paid by some manufacturer of the flu shot. Oh, no, you can't get it because it's a dead virus. Never mind, viruses are not alive, but we'll let that pass because I know how that is discussed in those ways. But flu-like symptoms, ignore. What have we covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years and years and years? The fact that the symptoms that mimic the flu are very much part of the so-called side effects or adverse events associated with the flu shot, including symptoms so severe that they could kill you, much less the Guillain-Barré and paralysis.
About,
and, of course, Dr. Oz.
Symptoms?
What is Dr. Oz? The hero
say, how
of
about
the health
symptoms
food
so severe they keep you from being able to go on the air on your own show?
That's right. It knocked him out so intensely that Piers Morgan couldn't do his own show. Now, I wonder if he took him up on that challenge that if I get the flu, I'm coming after you, or if he said, well, it wasn't the flu, it was just flu-like symptoms, so I got to leave Dr. Oz alone. This is why, Dr. Oz, we take you with a grain of refined salt, which we don't take at all. As much as you've done some good work, I'm disgusted when you do things like this. It's a sellout. And, of course, I hope you sleep well. I don't know if you can do so without Ambien. I don't know. But Piers Morgan then appears on his own show, and he's talking to Dwight Yoakam, country singer Dwight Yoakam. Of all things, they bring this up. You got to get in on this conversation to get where Piers Morgan actually sort of gets it. But let's hear where this goes.
Well, you know,
as you can tell, things are deteriorating. Is there any advice you can give me?
Don't ever take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and deference to Dr. Oz, I think he seems like a completely competent doctor. But
we're both doing the maths, aren't we? We both saw him put that thing in my arm, and
yeah,
within 10 days, I'm just struck down.
I just, you know what, I don't want to tell anybody out there, I'm not a medical advisor. Get your vaccines if you, I don't believe in them. I'm just suspicious by nature, and I saw you get it, and here we are.
Dwight Yoakam says, I don't believe in them. See, I'm telling you that the vaccine manufacturers are lost. The pharmaceutical industrial complex, Obamacare, it's toast. I know they're not going to admit it, and I know it's all dependent upon whether they defund it, but no, it's not. You are not going to participate in this madness anymore. You have woken up. They cannot put you back to sleep unless they gas you against your will. And you're not going to go down quietly. Moms and dads out there, you're done. You've had it. You cannot be, they can't, not, no amount of PR razzle dazzle is going to put the vaccine genie back in the bottle and make you believe that they're safe and effective. And here you have Piers Morgan acknowledging that it devastated him to the point where he couldn't work, and Dwight Yoakam, a country singer, crooner, whatever, joking about that fact. Mm. He doesn't trust him. That stuff getting out. And then add to that, you had Carol Alt, and we've got her, supermodel Carol Alt, scheduled on Thursday here this week, talking about cancer cures, enzymes, organic food, supplements, and completely unchallenged on Fox News. Stunning things are happening, my friends. It is a different time. I'm not saying that they're giving up and they're folding their tent and they're going home. They're still going to try and do battle with you. How about not showing up? Or how about ridiculing them in this way, as Mike Adams and Alex Jones do in this clip right here?
Piers Morgan took the flu shot and then
got sick.
And yeah, literally, they thought he was going to die.
Yeah, he got really sick from one shot, man. Imagine. I mean, we should have a, we should, I thought about doing this.
Yeah, I talked to him in private, you know, at the thing in the lab, and they said, oh, you're right. He's like, you're right about shots, by the way. Because now he knows. He took it, and 2 days later, almost started dying for 3 weeks.
We should offer a pharmaceutical executive $1,000 a shot to take 1,000 vaccine shots. That's $1 million to take 1,000 vaccine shots all at once, which they insist is perfectly safe.
They've said 1,000 shots would be safe.
They said 100,000 would be safe.
Hey, wait, that professor, we ought to say just 1,000.
Yeah, just
1,000. One day, you get $1 million.
Yeah. We should offer them $1 million to take 1,000 shots, but they have to be the same vials that you can go get at CVS Pharmacy. Or the
Well, they'll say that's too much volume in the body. Let's give them a week to take them. You know they're going to die. They're going to die, what, probably after 200?
If they don't die, they're going to be severely brain damaged, kidney damaged, and liver damaged from the mercury.
Give us a call. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on right now, 866-939-2355. More on the vaccine madness, plus an amazing moment of duh next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After revealing the challenge to Piers Morgan. Anybody? It's a cool million. It's easy money. Yeah. Come on, Piers.
Who's going to take it? I know Piers probably won't take the challenge.
Not Piers.
No.
He's already suffered from the one shot from Dr.
Oz. Yeah, the one shot did him in for 10 days. I'm not doing that again. Yeah. Well, there you go. As I said, we are winning the argument. We're winning the debate. The only thing the vaccine, pharma, supplier, supporters, et cetera, have is ad hominem attacks, and now they got to attack parents. How dare you, parents, to not vaccinate your children? What are you trying to do? Right? And they're going to have to argue. I'll talk with Dr. Bitar about this later today. But they're going to have to argue that parents want their kids to get sick. That's why so many parents are waking up saying, no more vaccines, because they want their kids to get sick. Right. Yeah. Right. No. See, they've lost. They know it, but they're in desperate straits here. They got to figure it out. They got to figure it out. And we got to figure it out, too. Because there are a lot of kids that are sick, driven into chronic illness. That is illness that's not acute in nature. It just jumps out and just keeps jumping out at you. It doesn't go away. And they manage it with drugs. But do you think it affects only the child? This is a question that's going to take some really intense science and investment and money. And it means it's today's...
Oh, my goodness. Moment of duh?
Is it a moment of duh?
Duh.
Yeah. What are you people? On dough? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the Journal of Pediatric Psychology and a board op on dope. I'm just saying. Listen to this headline. Child's chronic illness can affect the whole family.
No, really? I thought when a child, you know, I've got children. When my child is sick, it doesn't only affect my child. It affects the whole family. I mean, my goodness. Who comes up with this stuff? Who invests money? Why can't... Throw some shekels this way. We'll do some research that's really needed.
Yeah, they're talking about chronic illness here. We're not talking... I mean, an illness... Being a dad who brought up five kids, one kid gets the flu, guess what? It's going to affect the whole family. I mean, if nothing else, I mean, you know, it's going to create issues that the whole family has to deal with. But, you know, they're talking about cancer, cystic fibrosis, epilepsy. You know, I mean, these are big diseases. Obviously, yeah, it's going to affect more than just, you know, the kid. It's going to affect the whole family in some way because these are a big deal.
Well, and we kid, Tom. We love you, of course. Our board op is perfectly coherent, and, of course, we have fun here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But this is... It's really sad, and it does relate to this whole vaccine issue, because I've said for many years that vaccines are the gateway medical intervention to a lifelong dependence on medical intervention, medical drugs. It's a Machiavellian concept of domination, right? It's monopoly. It's like, how do we get them early? I know we'll tell mom and dad that kid, your baby that just came out of you, mommy, is if you turn around, you know, for a moment too long, that kid's going to be darting out and getting a tattoo from a dirty needle, you know. So let's give them an hepatitis B vaccine. And you start this trend, of course, putting these toxic poisons into innocent little children at that level. And then they are ill in ways that have nothing to do with the drugs that end up being the solution, that are not the solution, that create 10 other problems that are met with more of the toxic pharmaceutical patented medicines approved by the FDA. And then we get hundreds of millions, and I'm literally saying this now, in the population of America, so ill from toxic poisons that could never be remedied by more toxic poisons, that they throw up their hands and say, well, save us, government. The very same government that institutionalized the medical monopoly, the disaster that is modern medicine at that level, not emergency trauma care, that's not what we're talking about, but everything else, including oncology, which treats cancer as if it were a deficiency of chemotherapy, radiation, or even surgical intervention. And so we get these numbnut ideas. I wonder if, let's study, hey, can I have a grant from the NIH, which is taxpayer-funded? Maybe I can figure out whether, if your kid is sick, it affects your whole family or not. And they get this kind of money. And then someone who actually acknowledges that cancer is a disease of toxic overload and nutrient deficiency puts in for some kind of funding, denied. We can't have you going down that road. But then again, we get the weird stuff like Fox News hosting Carol Alt's show and interviewing Dr. Nick, and they acknowledge this. So stuff's changing. There's good news. The good news is that you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right here on naturalnewsradio.com, as well as GCN all around the planet. Go check it out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all of our wonderful sponsors for making this possible. But whatever you do, don't question 9/11. Why? I'll tell you after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, special memo or message to the FBI. When we talk about 9/11 here and you hear us questioning the official story, we're not really doing that. You know, if you're hearing it through the computers at NSA, it's the opposite of what you think. We're actually saying, yes, the official story, the 9/11 Commission report, conspiracy theory that it is absolutely true, cannot be questioned, because we don't want to be added to the list, which apparently we might already be on. Anybody that questions the official story of 9/11 is likely considered what? Potential terrorist. You think I'm making this up? Check it out. The story off the Digital Journal. We have it linked up or going out through the official, I guess, unofficial Facebook, NSA Facebook, yeah, FBI Facebook, social network. FBI calling half of populace with 9/11 doubts potential terrorists. How, Super Don, let me just take this informal survey of you. Of your friends,
yes.
Now I'm not naming any names, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but how many of your friends in your sphere of whatever, influence you want to call it, just your friends, believe lock, stock, and barrel the official story of 9/11 and what happened?
Oh, there are a few, because, you know, I mean, there's sheep everywhere, but...
Give me a percentage of all your friends. I mean, I'm not talking millions of people, I know.
That actually believe it?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 20%?
20%, okay, so that leaves 80% of, you know, this is just an informal survey of Super Don. When I talk about my sphere, you know, I'd say maybe about 10-20% that would actually, maybe less. I mean, I probably, it's hard to be friends with stupid people, honestly. I mean,
oh,
I have compassion.
Come on, come
what?
On.
What?
No,
what?
They're not stupid. Maybe they're just not enlightened. They're not, you know, they're just not there yet, but I would
call
maybe them stupid.
Maybe they're morons then. Could that be more accurate to describe? I mean, come on,
just
listen.
Uninformed and perhaps as far as ignorant, as
but
far
I
as I would
I love them just the same, believe me. The love, the vitamin
okay.
L is flowing
right.
to everybody out there. But
right.
it turns out, if it is 80-90%, who knows of the people, I got a little bit of a question about it. I'm not sure about this particular angle on it. Now, half of those people that actually have the audacity to question the official conspiracy theory, because it is, are considered potential terrorists, according to this FBI. There's this memo that's gone out entitled Potential Indicators of Terrorist Activities Related to Sleepers. Sleepers. What are they, a Woody Allen movie? Now, if you like the Woody Allen movie Sleepers, you're a potential terrorist. No, you're maybe not so funny, but you're not a terrorist. If you have an attitude described as conspiracy theories about Westerners, right? If you think that 9/11 was used as an excuse to legitimize the invasion of foreign lands. By the way, the PNAC report, do you remember that? We've talked about it with Liam Sheff. Of course, he's written the book on this, Official Stories. We've gone in. We've even played audio about the PNAC. The, what is it, a New American Century, Project for a New American Century? I believe that's what it was. Talked about the need to be able to invade 7 or 8 other countries based on we're going to have something big so that the American people will be behind it. If you actually acknowledge that fact, you're considered potentially a terrorist? Because you honor and acknowledge the founders of America said don't get involved in entangling alliances or the inner affairs of other nations or peoples.
Well,
do you see how crazy this time that we live in is?
This is crazy because, Robert, I mean, listen, I'm looking at on this memo, okay, this is how they describe people that would be considered a security threat. Now, get this.
Mm-hmm.
Those who express libertarian philosophies, Second Amendment-oriented views, interest in self-sufficiency, fears of big brother or big government, and declarations of constitutional rights and civil liberties, you're on the radar. I hate to say it, but that would kind of almost target the Robert Scott Bell Show as like a terrorist news outlet or something.
Well, and of course, Natural News and Alex Jones and
that's everything we stand for. I mean,
I'm just a squeaky little voice for freedom. Don't mind me.
I don't know. I'm starting to second guess myself here.
Well, the question I have is, boy, man, if it's this bad, if you question the official story of 9/11, what if you question the official story of Obamacare?
Uh-oh.
Right? Rand Paul, big trouble. Are they going to look at Rand Paul and say he's a potential terrorist because he's questioning the official story of Obamacare? Now, very few places you can go in media, even new media, that'll go back 100-plus years to the Flexman Report of 1910. Of course, you hear Ty Bollinger's awesome on this. Like, I love it when he goes into that when we get together and do these lectures and things. But we have a reality that the history has impact on the present. But the history that we are, let's say, not taught leaves us vulnerable to any official story that may be an official lie, like most of them are, to protect the officials again. So if you question the official story of Obamacare, you're like, dude, if Obamacare is so great, you know, Nancy Pelosi saying we have to pass it to know what's in it. I've got a story here. You don't know about this one, Super, I don't think. Alabama residents won't get any details about Obamacare plans before their insurance options go online October 1st. Right? We're up against the... They're not even going to know anything about October surprise! Wait a second.
The October surprise.
Another October. And this is the kind of thing that's happening. That's why I say it's done. There's no amount of coercion and force that's going to get the American people other than the extreme loony, I want to say leftist, I'm going to just say statist, that believe it is the role of government to take care of them, even though the very system that has taken care of them to this point has destroyed them. On some levels, by intent and design, the medical monopoly is designed not for healing, but for drug addiction and dependence. Right. Now, Rand Paul, dude, he's shrewd. Rand is so shrewd here. He says, if you go out and say, listen, if Obamacare, if we're saying in Congress Obamacare is good enough for all of you people out there, then shouldn't it be good enough for us in Congress and the executive branch, the president, and how about the Supreme Court, particularly Justice Roberts, the guy who said, yep, it's constitutional, it's a tax. So he says he wants Chief Justice Roberts and all federal workers to enroll in Obamacare and add this to it, that they should not be subsidized by the American taxpayer, because that's the caveat, the thing that they did to say, we don't want the brain drain. We don't want people leaving government because they don't like to pay for Obamacare. So we're going to include what we're covering now, and we're going to give them that money, these federal workers, so they won't leave. So he's putting down that gauntlet, like the gauntlet to say, Pierce, go ahead and get Pierce by 1,000 vaccines. We'll give you $1 million. Rand Paul is putting down the gauntlet on Obamacare and saying, hey, if it's good enough for all y'all, Harry Reid, why can't you get it without special exemptions for lawmakers and their staff?
These guys, they're the ones that are trying to do the hard sell on us, on the American people, about this is going to solve all the problems, and we need to take care of the, you know, people pre-existing conditions, and grandma doesn't get shoved off the cliff in her wheelchair, you know, and so.
What this
but,
is.
Yes, they want an exception.
Yeah, what this is, the intent by design is that it fails. Okay? It's never been about succeeding. For those of you who believe it, it's never been about that. Because it can't be paid for. It's not sustainable. It was corrupt from the beginning. The whole design was to say, how are we going to usher in the so-called single payer? Socialized medicine. Why is that important? Because Big Pharma, which has bought so much influence into your government that you can't tell where it ends and the government begins, was losing you. Losing too many customers. They could see where this was going. The balloon was leaking the helium that we talked about yesterday. The air was going. Right. You were leaving it. Not only did they have to mandate, and they knew the American people would not accept a flat-out, out-and-out, single-payer socialized system, even though a lot of folks do want it. I know there are people that want it. But the fact of the matter is they had to come out with a corrupt system that would never work in order for the next level to go, well, we tried. It's untenable. Nobody can afford it. So here it is, single-payer. And who benefits? Big Pharma. They lose nothing, they gain everything, because everybody's a mandated customer, as they theoretically say it is with Obamacare. You won't hear this analysis that I'm aware of anywhere else but on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So don't tell me they were trying. Well, you can try to tell me. Might not work, but you could. They never intended
Please.
For Obamacare to work, to succeed.
Please tell us.
It was all about...
866.
Yeah, call me, 866-939-2355.
Right.
Let me know how Obamacare was supposed to work. Right? Because they never knew. They knew it wasn't. And the point was, let's go where we really want to go. Big Pharma wants a single payer. They don't want to have to collect from $350 million. They don't want to have to collect from $100 million or $500,000 or $50,000. They want one. It's a lot easier. Their medical monopoly is strengthened. The stranglehold is complete. And, of course, that ain't going to work either, because their system has failed. As they are failing on the vaccine issue, they are failing as well on the allopathic medical monopoly in a lot of places. Granted, there are a lot of folks that still don't know about the Robert Scott Bell Show or Natural News or even Alex Jones, but they can no longer hold us back, because it isn't even just the three I mentioned. It's hundreds, it's thousands of those of you out there who are taking this information and running with it and sharing it with your friends. And I would ask you, please, don't assume that your friends know about this information. At least turn them on to a show or two. You know, find an archive that you think, boy, you really got to listen to this Robert Scott Bell Show one. You've never heard it said this way. And let them know about it. Go to robertscottbell.com. In the show notes, when the links are up at GCN and at Natural News Radio, we link them up in the notes so you can actually download at will for free. And the only thing I ask ever is that you just support the sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, which Super Don, I don't think that's too much to ask. That allows us to do this each and every, 6 days a week anyway.
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, the thing is, like I like to point out, is those sponsors that you're hearing, those people have gotten the Robert Scott Bell seal of approval, so you know what it is they're doing, what it is that they've got to offer is for real. It's, you're not going to get, you're not going to get hear a Viagra commercial on this show.
No, I don't think so. And
I don't
of
think
course,
so anyway.
No, I don't think so. Have we done? No. I remember years ago on another network they played a Tylenol commercial. Oh, I let them have it. They never did that again. Anyway, we've got a lot of healing to go. Oh, by the way, Dr. Andrew Wakefield scheduled to come back to the Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow. We'll talk about what happened with the Sportalakis child who was autistic and growing into adulthood and the tragedy of his mother killing him and what this is going on. We've discussed it. Liam Sheff has written a phenomenal article about it a while back. It's in the notes you can link to eventually there. It's at robertscottbell.com. We got, as I mentioned, Dr. Rashid Batar. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Ty Bollinger every Wednesday. We go outside the box together. We got Carol Ault scheduled. Hopefully get Stephen Hewer and, of course, Dr. Frank King with the Healing Revolution. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty like nowhere else in broadcast media. We don't ask for permission where none is required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's never required. Thank you, my friends, for being here. Tell your friends about this show. And when we come back, NASA wants to hold a pajama party, a 15-week sleepover. Are you in? I'm going to tell you what it's really about after this.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clovella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You ever heard your daughter go, "Daddy, can I have a sleepover? I want to go sleep over with my friends. Can I have a sleepover?" Yeah, of course, it's not just for kids anymore. Thanks to federally funded National Aeronautics and Space Administration, you can have a pajama party, too. As an adult,
like
for 15 weeks straight, you can do it. Yeah.
Huh.
You know, normally a sleepover is like a one-night affair. I don't mean that literally. You know what I'm saying? It's just an overnight, right?
Right.
This sleepover, NASA is offering you the chance to help assist in the future of manned spaceflight. All you have to do is confine yourself to a hospital bed for 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. They'll even pay
you. That's not a sleepover.
Listen, if I'm weighing out the $1 million for 1,000 vaccines or 15 weeks in bed, you know, I'm not saying that's your only choice. But if it were, I'd probably choose the bed, and I wouldn't be any fun because I'm up, I'm active, I like to do that.
God.
But for those of you with chronic fatigue syndrome, maybe you could take advantage of this, CFS.
3 months of total bed confinement. That's crazy.
Yeah. Plenty of catches according to this, because some people would say, oh, man, 15 weeks, get paid to hang out in bed. Sure. Plenty of catches, according to researchers Ronita Cromwell and John Nygut with the Flight Analogs Projects based out of the Johnson Space Center. It calls for participants who are non-smokers in healthy physical conditions, so that eliminates the chronic fatiguers, and those who match the makeup of astronauts. Because they want to know, how is it, if you're 70 days in space, which is like being in a rest position for 70 days, how are you going to do?
Right.
And the irony here is that they don't want couch potatoes. They just want to turn you into one.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? And I'm going to tell you why this is an absolute waste of taxpayer money. Listen, I know you could find out some things that we probably already know about what it's like to be basically sedentary for long periods of time with muscle wasting. And other problems, lack of exercise, not good. But we know so much of that already. But the thing that they're not telling anybody about this and why it's an absolute waste of taxpayer funds comes straight from an astronaut. In fact, I forget his name. I had him on years ago at one of the events. I had an actual, real-life, honest-to-goodness astronaut who had been in space. And he was a medical doctor. And he wrote all about the dangers of statin drugs as well, because he was put on statins and lost his memory. And then he got it back after he stopped with the statin drugs. Again, by the way, we cover the statin controversies all the time here. But what he said is that, bottom line, these long-term space travel things are a fantasy. They're science fiction fantasy. Even if we had the technology and the fuel and the rocket ships, the fact of the matter is, if they're going to conduct this study and make it a real study as to what would happen in space, they would have to conduct the 15-week lie-down-in-a-bed study next door
to Fukushima. Or else it ain't real.
Okay. All right.
Reason being, you kind of get where my drift, where I'm going here? The reason...
It's something to do with radiation.
Yes. The astronaut told me that they have no shielding for the cosmic radiation that exists out there in deeper space, beyond the protective barrier of the Earth, you know, the cocoon of the Earth, if you will, the energetic electromagnetic fields that are generated. Outside in space, the cosmic radiation is something that they have not developed shielding for. Therefore, no one could survive without developing cancer along the way to Mars or wherever, humans.
Gotcha. All right.
But they
so
don't
just,
mention
just
that.
Just roll the gurney right up next to the Fukushima plant and problem solved.
Run your 15-week sleepover pajama party and then see what happens, and then you'll see how science fiction this is. I know I'm bursting the bubble of a lot of NASA heads out there. And if you've got more information about, hey, since you talked to that astronaut, they now have shielding against cosmic radiation, let me know. I mean, you would have to be taking so much selenium, so much non-irradiated sea vegetation. Maybe the secret would be to get on the ASEA, you know, our good friend Doug Parks has, the RDXnatural.com, because that takes your antioxidants and puts them into hyperdrive. In other words, it makes efficiency go up. And I love efficiency. I love the law of economy, getting the most out of every drop or every mile. And so if you're already doing antioxidants, which we love here, the food-grown nutrients we get from Jonathan, Choose to Be Healthy, the things we get from Stephen Huer, like One World Way, please consider giving a call or going to RDXnatural.com and asking Doug about how to get the ASEA, because that really, it's a simple thing to do to activate all of your antioxidants within your body. So it makes all that you're already doing work more efficiently. Hey, and I know I had a question about the structured water because I had Paul Bertiero on yesterday, and I'm out of time today already. I don't think I can go fully into it, but why I drink the structured water that I do. You want to download the free ebook, go to robertswater.com. There's a toll-free number there you can call up, ask any question you like. Paul's a great guy. He'll hook you up with the machine that I utilize. And tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thank you, Super Don. Tom, are you awake? Are you there? Doke out? Okay, he's there. All right, so we got one more hour to go. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Batar. We're going to talk about the gauntlet of vaccine challenges and what Dr. Batar perceives about it. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.